Beaver Lake is notoriously known for very, very tough fishing, and FLW just went out there about a week ago, and Shiniki Fukai won that tournament and over $200,000 in cash that he won there. And second place came into a gentleman by the name of Mark Rose. And Mark, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Terry. Good to be here.
Well, you know, it's a situation where when you talk about Beaver Lake, you know, you talk about tough bites, and you were able to kind of dial in on a specific technique that was able to catch some fish for you and had a good tournament, ended up in second place.
Right. You know, it was an exciting weekend. My very first tournament 7 years ago, my very first professional tournament was on Beaver Lake. I grew up here on the Delta, on the Mississippi River, you know, and I grew up big line flipping and, you know, just knew a lot of backwater, largemouth fishing. And that was my very first tournament. I didn't really do well. So it was a sense of accomplishment that I've, you know, not really coming full circle because I didn't win, but I've traveled all over the regions now and fished for smallmouth and spots and largemouth in different times of the year. Like I said, different regions, different water clarities, water levels, and all that kind of stuff. And it just, I felt like I had learned a whole lot about Beaver Lake down through the years. We've come there every year. And I just really knew that coming into April, you know, there's a really, you know, February, March, a really good crankbait bite going on, jerkbait bite. And then right when that water temperature starts to get up in there, right before they spawn, you know, those fish act a little funny. There's so many different things going on. You saw lots of different patterns, lots of guys catching fish, doing a lot of different things. And I knew that the fish were just about ready to get on the beds, you know, and I knew that the bite was going to shut down just a little bit. And I chose to, and there's a great population of smallmouth coming on down in the lower lake of all those zones, Table Rock and Beaver. And I couldn't catch the big largemouth, those big pre-spawn largemouth. I could catch a lot of 13 and 14 inches, but I couldn't really get on those over the hump fish, which you need. You know, they got to be 15 inches, the smallmouth and largemouth. Catch a lot of spots this time of year, but you need some 15 inch fish. So I chose for my kicker fish to be smallmouth, and it worked out for me.
Well, let's talk about technique a little bit. I know, you know, we hear all the discussions across the country about, you know, finesse fishing, you know, throwing a straight worm, a shaky head, some people call it, a lot of different things. But you had to make a determination from the get-go that was going to be your go-to technique. And tell me a little bit about, you know, what rod you use, what reel, line size, maybe even a little bit about the worm and the weight you used.
Okay. Yeah, the shaky head was really a big factor for me. Like I said, the bite was getting a little tough. I could get a lot of bites down the lower lake, a lot of spots, but I was catching some big smallmouth too. Actually, I found these smallmouth on a crankbait. And when I caught one big one about 4 pounds and it had five or six with it. Well, I needed wind for that. So when I got there the first morning, of the tournament, there was no wind. So, and you learn, you know, tenure really helps you out in bass fishing, and you learn to make decisions on the water. And I picked up my crankbait, and I set it right back down. No wind. I knew I wasn't going to get that reaction bite. So I picked up the shaky head that I was fishing, and, you know, it really paid off for me. And you're right. Equipment does really matter in that type of pattern because, you know, you're fishing for, you know, pretty good-sized fish, and you're using 6- and 8-pound line, and because the water is so clear, and so you need a really good rod for sensitivity. You need a good drag, and of course a spinning rod has the best drag for those 6- and 8-pound lines. But I was using a 66782 G Loomis, which is my favorite all around light line rod. It's a real medium to medium light action, really good for that 6- and 8-pound line. I was using two lines. I was using a Suffolk Elite in 8-pound, and then I was using a fluorocarbon that we don't have in the Suffolk, because I use all Suffolk line. But I was using a 6-pound fluorocarbon as well. When it really got slick, when it wasn't really slick, I didn't really need it because I was catching them in that 6 to 15 foot range, not real real deep, and I was using a Shimano Stratic 2500 reel, excellent drag, you know, 6 ball bearings, just a really good reel, and just being really persistent at what I was doing. You know, I had confidence that the fish were there, and, you know, you could make a pass through there and I was really dialed in. But you could make a pass through, not get any bites, but I knew the fish were there. I knew what position they were in. I knew what, you know, that they would only turn on in certain times of the day, so I would just have to stay with them and stay persistent.
Well, Mark, you know, weight-wise, now were you using a ball head jig? What were you using as far as your weight, and did you rig it Texas style? How did you fish it? And then the other thing is, how did you work the bait?
Well, this is a funny deal. This smallmouth on Beaver Lake, I learned through my partner, actually, my co-angler partner 3 years ago, caught three. I had a point that I knew had a lot of big smallmouth on it, and he actually caught three smallmouth behind me, big smallmouth, and I was throwing the ball head, the shaky head, and I was just shaking it on the bottom, and he was throwing the stand-up style, you know, spot remover deal that's so popular on those Ozark lakes. And he caught three big ones. So whenever I was in just strictly a smallmouth area, which I'm down through the years, I've gone back to these same areas and just caught smallmouth, I was throwing the stand-up head in an 1/8 and 3/16 ounce, depending on the wind. I like to throw it lighter if possible. And I don't know if it's the look of a night crawler coming out of the ground with that thing standing up or what, but it certainly makes a difference, I think, on smallmouth. Now, on spots, I don't think it's the best deal for spots, because a lot of times I'm catching those spots, and I was catching the smallmouth on the bottom, and I think that a lot of those were really getting ready to bed. But a lot of the spots I was catching, I would be shaking it up over, you know, I'd come over a rock or a big boulder down there, and the fish would actually be suspended up on top, and I could work that, and the bait on that ball head actually works, you know, horizontal. And it's swimming in a natural swimming action, and you're just kind of shaking it the whole time, not really hard, but you're just trying to really barely pulsate that rod and making that worm and really pulsate. And I was throwing a green pumpkin Strike King 3X finesse worm, 4-inch finesse worm, and man, that thing just has a lot of action to it. And when you do that, it just unbelievable. I was throwing that when it was cloudy. Now most of the time it was sunny. And I was throwing a seedless watermelon, just a finesse worm, 4-inch finesse worm and seedless watermelon.
Well, you know, you look at this thing and you talk about how, you know, how a pro career develops. And, you know, you've been around this thing, you talk about 7 years. But you look at, you know, you have these ups and downs. And the last couple of years, of course, probably have not been to your liking all the time, but have been to the championship numerous times. And it looks like maybe the resurgence has begun again.
Yeah, I really, you need this every now and then. You know, I needed a good confidence booster like that. Because, you know, we can all catch fish out here, but it's getting in that good mental zone. You know, when your outdoor instincts are really kicking and you're really reading the water well and just, you know, you're really tapping into the nature and how critters react. And you know, I'm a big hunter. And so I really like to get involved in these critters' heads a lot of times. And sometimes, you know, whether it's things going on at home or, you know, I've had kids, you know, just here recently, and then I had another one back when I first started. And just lots of different things going on can sometimes sidetrack you. But I tell you, the good Lord is really blessing me with my good outdoor skills right now, instincts. And I'm a man of reality, and I know that's not always going to, you know, last, and there is ups and downs in this sport, and you just try to make those downs last, you know, not so long, and try to keep those ups lasting as long as you can. But the most important thing you can do is just spend as much time on the water and read that water as much as you can, different types of water clarities, rivers, Ozark Mountain lakes and all that, and you'll find it back. There's no book you can read, no tape you can read. You just got to fish your way through it a lot of times.
Well, Mark, you know, it's always great when you see somebody come back and have that good success as you've done here, and now you move around a little bit, go to Kentucky Lake a couple of times, I'm sure, and try to get, you know, dialed in there. But it seems like, you know, the trail right now, it's getting tougher every day.
Oh man, these fishermen are just awesome. They are, and you're right. I'm smart enough to know that I don't try not to have a big ego or anything. And I know that I'm not going to have top tens throughout the rest of the year in every tournament. But I am going to try to have some more. I'm going to work as hard as I can at it. And I've really got to fish like I'm trying to win Angler of the Year right now, just to maintain my championship spot, because that's what it's all about. You know, making these championships. I fished bass for several years, and and it was all about, you know, making the Classic, and now I'm fishing FLW, and it's all about making the FLW championship. So I'm going to work as hard as I can to get back up there. There may be an up, you know, a down or two in there, but I'm going to try not to let that happen very often and just work as hard as I can at it.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Congratulations on a great second-place finish.
Oh, it's always my pleasure, guys. You take care.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.